listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it's John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening again. We are going to help level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact. It is so good to have you here. Wherever you're listening, wherever you may be, if you're on the treadmill, you're in the car, you're getting ready, you're at the office, wherever you're at, it's good to have you here. Guys, I want to help level you up so that you can get better as a leader. That's what I'm passionate about. That's what my life is all about. For 20 years, I've been working with leaders nationally and internationally to help them be the best they can be. And I love it. I love connecting with people. I never get burned out because I love what I do. Now, that's not to say that I don't have hard times and that I got a lot going on sometimes, but I'm telling you, you know, it's kind of like that old statement years ago that said, if you find what you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. Now, I don't know if that's 100% true. Not everything that you do is always just lovely and roses and petals and all that. Obviously, there's things we got to deal with that aren't so fun, but when you truly find your passion and you do what you love to do, I'm telling you, it is not really a job. It's something that you love, and that is what I love to do, is connect with leaders. So hopefully that shines through. Hopefully you know that, and if you've been listening for a while now, you know that to be true. If you're new, welcome out. I am passionate about people, and today I want to talk to you about four simple ways leaders can connect with people. Four simple ways that leaders can connect with people. Now, these are going to be simple, but they're not easy. Simple is not always easy. Never equate simple with easy. These are simple truths, simple things that I'm going to give you, but I'm telling you, a lot of people don't get these right. A lot of people don't do these very well. In fact, these four things are not done very well. That's why I want to talk about them. That's why I want to help you with them, because I work with a lot of leaders that are needing to connect with their people. They need to drive their people to get more done and build relationship and build trust and do all the things necessary to lead them, but they're having a hard time doing it. And I want to be able to help you today. Now, the ability to connect with other people is a leader's greatest trait. You have to understand that. If you're going to be a great leader, you have to learn how to connect with people. Now, if you are an introvert, do not get discouraged, do not get intimidated or whatever it is. That doesn't mean you've got to be an extrovert. Connecting with people does not mean that you've got to be the life of the party, the center of the attention, and the limelight on you, and this bigger-than-life kind of personality. You don't have to be that to be a great leader. In fact, I've seen many great leaders over the years that were more introverted than they were extroverted, and they were phenomenal at what they did. So I just want you to dispel that myth. Connecting with people isn't reserved just for the extroverts and that. Everybody can do this, especially when you understand some simple ways to do it. So if you're an extrovert, this is going to help you, because I think some of these things are going to challenge you. If you're an introvert, this is going to give you some hope. This is going to give you an opportunity to connect with other people. So again, I'm not talking about being the life of the party and all that. I'm just talking about connecting with other people. And as a leader, you've got to do this. It is your greatest trait. All things being equal, it's the leader who's able to relate with people that wins greater influence and greater trust and greater ability and success in their life. I guarantee you that. Your ability to connect with other people is what will set you apart. If you want to level up in your organization, if you're a young leader or maybe even a mid-level leader, but you want to move on a little bit further in the organization, you want to know one of the greatest things you can do, the fastest ways that you can gain influence, is to learn how to connect with people. Yeah, you need to be great at your job tactically and all the things that you provide, but if you will understand how to connect with people, this is going to be a game changer for your career, for your success, because all things being equal, it's the leader who's able to connect with other people that is going to get more opportunity over tactically doing what you do. Understand that. That's what sets it apart. Listen, leadership is about people. Why would anyone even want to be a leader anyway if it wasn't about a passion for people? That's what leadership is. You can't lead if there's not people around. You can manage tasks, you can do projects, but if it's going to be a leader, it requires other people. So I want you to understand, the more you can get this, the more it is going to help you grow in your influence. It's going to help you grow in your success. And the better of a leader you are, the more you're going to draw out the best from others. Okay? So in today's world, we've got to build relationship. It is key. Now, this is something that I would say most people are struggling with because they're so busy. We have so much going on. The market is demanding so much from us. Employees or employers are demanding so much. The organization, our clients, everything is just demanding our time and attention. So you've got to understand that if you are going to be successful as a leader, you've got to build relationship. It's key. The art of relationship building has been lost, I think, in kind of the world of emails and text messages and all that. And I'm all for technology. Listen, I'm all about automation and all that. But I'm telling you, over time, if we're not careful, the art of being able to build relationships is going to break down. If you want to set yourself apart, you'd be great at building relationships. Relationships are key to success in any organization. Listen, as a leader, you can't expect your employees to work hard if they don't feel valued and appreciated, if they don't feel like they have a place and that they're connected. Everybody wants to be a part of something great. They don't just want to be a part of some utilitarian thing that's just a machine that's kind of pumping out whatever it is. Listen, gone are those days. That may have worked years ago when people just kind of worked a job, and even if they hated it till the day they died and or till the day they retired or whatever it is. That is not the culture we live in today, especially in the younger generation. They want to be a part of an organization that has relationship, that is growing, where they feel like they are a contributor to what's going on. And that is vital. So we've got to understand that if people are going to work hard and stick around in your organization, on your team, in your department, whatever it is, they've got to feel valued. They've got to feel appreciated. They've got to understand that they have a place. The only way to do that is for you to connect with them and spend time with them. So here are some things that I want to give you that you can do. Four simple things that you can do to connect with other people. The first one is this: slow down. Now, you say, John, I can't slow down. I've got a million things on my plate. Look, I get that. I understand. But listen, if you don't slow down as a leader to spend time with your team, if you don't do that, you are not going to have a team around you. You think you're busy now? Just wait until your team begins to lose performance, they get disconnected, and eventually they leave and go somewhere else, and you've got to replace them, and you got to bring somebody else on and bring them up to speed. You think you're busy now, my friend? You aren't going to have time to do anything if you don't take the time now to invest into your team. That is a fact. I promise you that. There are many people that I connect with one-on-one, and it's fascinating to me. There's people that I only meet with about once a month, maybe even once every 4 to 6 weeks. And sometimes I'll get on a coaching call with them and I'll ask them, hey, how you doing? And they'll say, John, do you know that you're the first person to ask me that in the last 6 weeks since we talked last? And I think, you know, these are mid-level managers. I'm thinking, well, has your leader checked in with you? I mean, what about other people in the organization? No, we're so busy. Everybody's going. I haven't met with my leader in 6 weeks. I haven't even talked to him apart from a few emails. And I'm sitting here looking at this going, oh boy, we got a problem. Because we're so busy today that we say we don't have the time to do it. But I'm telling you, if you don't get this right, and if you don't kind of shore this up, there is going to come a time when you're going to be 100 times more busy than you are now, because you're not even going to have a team around you that's connected with you. Listen, you've got to spend time. That means that you got to slow down. My mentor, Dr. John C. Maxwell, famously says this. I love this. He says, leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. Wow, that's a powerful statement. Listen to that again. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. It's one, you know, you can connect with your team and tell them what you need to be done tactically and all that. I'm not talking about that. That stuff is going to happen. I'm talking about connecting with your team, valuing them, checking in on them, seeing how they're doing and talking about how they can grow and get better and what you need to do. Listen, you've got to touch a heart before you ask for a hand. And the more you touch a heart, I promise you, the more people will give you their hand. The more people will do for you. People want to do more for those that value them and appreciate them. And it is a fact that people want to do less when they feel undervalued and underappreciated. If you want your team to be at top performance, you don't just tell them to do it or just pay them to do it. Those are necessary. You need to let them know the expectations. You need to compensate them right. Don't get me wrong. But how you do it is by connecting and valuing them. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. That's a powerful statement. Listen, You can't be so focused on tasks, projects, deadlines that you fail to make time for people. You're never going to find time. You got to make it. You know that. You've heard that for years. You can't wait to find time. You're not going to find it. You got to make it. It's got to be a priority. A leader that doesn't have time to connect with people will eventually find themselves with no one to lead. That is a truth. If you don't take the time to connect with people, you're not going to have anyone to lead eventually anyway. You've got to factor in people time just like you would project time. Where on your calendar do you have space and time and margin to connect with people? And the higher you go in the organization in terms of your influence, authority, and optics, in terms of you're a visionary and people look to you for guidance, the more you better have time for people to connect with them, because it is vital. So you've got to understand that it's got to be on your calendar. If it's not on your calendar, it's not going to happen. It is not a priority. So what are you doing to slow down and to make time for people? You've got to do that as a leader. What are you doing? If I were to sit down with you one-on-one, one of the things that I would ask you is, show me your calendar right now. Can I see your calendar? I would ask you that. And I would look on that. And if you're a leader, I would hope that I see intentional time on your calendar to connect with team members and other people in the organization. If it's not on there, I can tell you right now, it's probably not happening. And even if it is happening, it's not happening with intentional effort. Maybe it's organically happening. Yeah, you might bump into them. You say, well, John, I talk with them all the time. Every day we connect and we converse about things. Yeah, I'm not talking about tactical stuff. I'm not talking about I had to check in with them about the project and see what we need to do and ask them a few questions. I'm talking about connecting with your team. Again, going beyond the tactical into the relational. How are you doing? How are things going? How are you feeling? What do you need from me? What do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? The more and less question that I teach all the time. All these kind of conversations you got to be having. So if I were to look at your calendar right now without you having any prep, would I be able to see intentional time on your calendar that you're going to connect with people? If it's not, here's what I want to challenge you with. Number one, do it. Get it on your calendar. And number two, I would challenge you with this. Don't assume that it's taking place. If it's not on your calendar, it's not real. The secret to success is in your schedule. You've got to schedule time, so slow down. All right, that's number one. Second thing I want you to think about is this. Again, four simple ways to connect with other people. Number two, look up. Now, here's what I mean by look up. When you are walking around the office, you are in a meeting, I don't care if it's virtual, I don't care if it's in person, you look up. What do I mean by look up? You notice opportunities around you. Do not drop your head down with your agenda and overlook all these opportunities that are in front of you every day. Every meeting that you have is an opportunity for you to look up and connect with your people, check in with them, see how they're doing, read them. Listen, if you're going to go into a meeting with someone, you better maximize the opportunity to connect with them. Don't be in such a hurry that you just drop your head through the agenda. You know, sometimes it mind boggles me when I sit in meetings sometimes, and it seems like the only agenda that we have is to get done with this meeting. I mean, to me, when I look at the agenda of the meeting, I think, why isn't the very first thing on here to be done with the meeting as fast as we can? It seems like the whole goal is to not even have this meeting and to be done with as fast as we can. Now, look, I'm all for moving quick and moving fast and get to the point, figure out what we need to do. But it amazes me how many meetings it seems like the only goal of the meeting is to not have the meeting and be done with it as fast as we can. Listen, if you're going to sit down for 30 minutes or an hour with your team, one-on-one or as a group, you better maximize that opportunity and squeeze every ounce of connection with them. That means that you got to get focused. You got to be on point. You got to get your game face on. You need to understand that you've got to value the people. You got to value the people that you're working with. Every time you interact with them is an opportunity for you to look up and check in. don't be so busy with what needs to be done and all the things that you've got to do that you miss those opportunities. Look around the room or the computer screen. Watch people. Notice their behavior. Look for signs that may indicate that they need something or they're struggling or they're wrestling with someone or something. Or they're encouraged and say, hey, this is great. You just seem really motivated and I appreciate you. This is awesome. Let's go get it done. I can see it on you. I'm excited. Thank you for displaying that. Great leaders are great observers. I can tell you that. They observe other people. They look for other people. They're always scanning the room, looking for opportunities to engage, to connect, to encounter other people. And that, so look up, get your eyes in the room, look around, scan, observe, watch people's behavior, look at what's going on behind the scenes. Don't just be so focused on the information that you miss the emotion behind it. I see so many leaders that are so focused on the information that they need to get that they miss the emotion and all the kind of passion behind people and what they're saying. As a leader, you've got to read between the lines. You've got to listen to what's not being said. You've got to see that in other people. Great leaders are great observers. They look for the emotion, the passion. They look for the discomfort and the challenge and the fear and all those things that are coming with the information. If you only look at information alone, you're going to drop your head. But when you look beyond that with your people, you're going to look up. You're going to see opportunities for you to maybe address something or connect with somebody or later on to follow that up and help them with what they need. So look up. That is the number two way. I'm telling you, many leaders that I see, they're so focused on their agenda, they're so focused on being in the trenches that they're missing opportunities to connect with people around them. All right. Third thing is this. Third way to connect with others, spotlight others. So put the spotlight on them. Listen, there are two kinds of people when it comes to relationship. There's here I am type people. And then there's there you are type people. Here I am type people, they talk about themselves. They put the spotlight on them. They make the conversation about what they do and who they are and what their challenges are and what's going on with them. Listen, if you're a here I am type people, you are not going to connect with others. People don't want to be around a here I am type person. No, they want to be around there you are type people. Great leaders, they're great at putting others in the spotlight. They're great at kind of putting others, the attention on them and just saying, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? You know, one of the things I love to do is when I get on a coaching call, I've got a lot of clients that'll check in with me and that, but I'm just so eager many times. And listen, I don't always do this. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. But when it comes to coaching, I just want to help people. And so I just, how are you doing? Where are you at? What are the things going on? There's a lot of people. It's funny. Years ago, I had a client say, John, we spend so much time talking about me. I don't even know you very well. And, you know, I said, well, you know, we can get to know each other and do that. But I want this to be about connecting with you and hearing about you. So I want you to think about this. Are you a here I am type person? Where it's about you, you talk about you, you talk about what's going on, all the agenda that you need to get done, whatever it is that you need to get off your chest or whatever. Or are you a there you are type person where you say, hey, how are you doing? How are things going? What can I do to connect with you? What do you need? All that. All right. Now, this is huge because we have this tendency that whenever someone starts talking about something, we want to insert ourselves into the conversation and hijack it. You ever notice that? Just the other day, I was telling somebody about being down on our Florida trip and down at the beach and hanging out. And, you know, they started talking about, you know, a trip that they were on. And what did I do? I kept wanting to go back to what I did. Oh, yeah, we went to this restaurant, too. Oh, we went to this beach, too. Oh, yeah, we did that. And I kept almost like one-upping them. Now, I wasn't doing it intentionally. I wasn't trying to do that. But I was just so excited to talk about all the things that we did. I realized that I was hijacking this conversation. This person just wanted to tell me about their trip, and here I was telling them about all my trip. And we've all been around people that kind of, you know, one-up us, right? That whole idea of we're telling them about something with our kids, and then all of a sudden they just start talking about their kids and everything they did. And you're like, okay, well, I thought we were talking about my kids, but okay. Now, I get it, right? This is hard. I mean, we're human. We kind of go in and out of these things, and with different people, we have different relationships. But be a there-you-are type person. Put the spotlight on them. Make it about them. That's how you connect with other people. People like to talk about themselves. And I don't mean that in a negative, unhealthy way, although some might. But I mean that in a healthy way. People need to talk about themselves. They need to kind of get things off their chest and talk about what they're doing and the different things they have going on. So be the kind of person and the kind of leader that allows them space and time to do that. Listen, one of my favorite quotes that I came up with a long time ago, it's probably has been said somewhere somehow, but I felt pretty good about this. And I remember when I said it, I kind of wrote it down and I thought, wow, that I want to live by that. My own quote inspired me in some ways, but this is what I said. The more you allow others to shine, the brighter you become. And I remember when I wrote that, I was writing through a book that I was writing and those words just kind of flowed off and I thought, wow, that is good. And I went back to that and I thought, you know, I want to be that person. That the more you allow others to shine, the brighter you're going to become. It's not about you becoming so bright. Listen, you can say, well, I want to shine so bright that others see how great I am. No. You want to shine so bright, allow others to shine. Because the brighter they become, the brighter you'll become. When you're that kind of a person, you're going to have incredible influence. You're going to be a great leader. You're going to connect with people. So I want to challenge you. Are you a there you are type person? Do you allow others to shine? Do you put the spotlight on others? I want to encourage you to do that. As a leader, it's one of the greatest things that you can do. When you're in a meeting, brag on people, build them up. And I'm not saying that from, you know, just kind of fluff and doing it in a you know, non-genuine way, but truly build people up, build them up, put the spotlight on them, let them shine. Even if it's not building them up with encouragement, just put the spotlight on them. What are your thoughts on this? What do you think we should do in this moment? Right? Just because you're the leader doesn't mean that you've always got to have the answer. Doesn't mean you've always got to have the final say. And get others involved. Elicit their response. When you're in a meeting, say, what do you think about this? Hey, so-and-so, tell me your thoughts. Hey, what would you do in this situation? What do you think the right step is moving forward? You want to value people. Ask them questions. Get their input so that they can begin to be a part of it and feel valued, okay? Spotlight others. Fourth thing is this. Find the one thing. Now, if you're going to connect with others, let's just recap. Slow down. Look up. Spotlight others. And then find the one thing. Now, John, what do you mean by find the one thing? If you want to connect with people, you don't have to have everything in common. The biggest misconception about building relationships with people is that I got to find people that are just like me and talk like me and look like me and all that kind of stuff. No. No, we want diversity. We want there to be differences in the way that we look and the way that we talk and the way that we think and the way that we process and the different ideas and strengths that we bring to the table. So listen, you just need to find the one thing that you connect about and give it 100% of your effort. My mentor, Dr. John C. Maxwell, calls it the 101 principle. Find the one thing you connect on and give it 100% of your effort and your energy. Listen, find the one thing that you connect with people on, and then you just give it all your energy. You give it everything you got, right? I found that people like those who like them, right? We like people that like us. When we find that one thing and we think, oh yeah, we can connect on that one thing, we begin to open up more. We begin to feel valued by somebody else. We find connection. We connect with them. So don't believe the myth that you got to have all this stuff in common, that you got to find common ground everywhere. No. You just need to find one thing that you connect on, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just a way that you think. Maybe it's something fun. Maybe it's something, a hobby. Maybe it's whatever it is. Find the one thing that you can connect on and give it 100% of your effort and your energy. When you do that, you're going to create a common bond with people. You're going to begin to have that trust, because a common bond is the gateway to building trust, respect, and leadership and influence with others. When you have that common bond, when you feel like, oh, we're together, we're on the same page here about this one thing. Even if you have disagreements about other things, when you find the one thing that you can connect on, it actually helps you with all those other things you don't connect on. So find the one thing and give it 100% of your energy. Now, what does that mean practically? When I walk into a room where I'm meeting new people, I promise you one of the very first things that I'm trying to do is find the one thing I can connect with them on. Whether it's a family thing or a hobby or a personal thing in their life or a movie or whatever it is, music, whatever, an experience that they had. or maybe it's a book they read or an author or a podcast or something that they've gone through where they've been impacted by it. I try to latch on to that one thing and I give it a whole lot of attention and energy because I know that that will connect me with them. It'll build trust faster than anything else when you find that one thing. So when people, I listen, when people start talking about their kids, for example, right? If that's important to them, then I lean into that and I think, okay. And I try to connect with them on that level, whatever it may be. I try to find something there. Or if they're talking about some hobby or whatever it is, you get the point. Find the one thing. That means that you've got to listen really well when you connect with your team, when you connect with other people, especially people that you've never met or maybe someone new on your team. Maybe it's a new hire or a new transfer on your team or whatever it is, or maybe just a new group of people you're working with in the organization. What I want you to think about is, what am I doing to observe? And I want you to think about, what is it that they're passionate about? What do they care about? What do they talk about? What is it that they like? You lean into those things, because the more that you can do that, the more that you're going to be able to find points of entry, you're going to find on-ramps for you to build trust with them. And the more on-ramps that you can find, the better. But you don't need 100 on-ramps. You just need one. You need one, and you need to drive on it well. But if you got more, great. If there's 20 on-ramps, that's wonderful. In fact, a lot of times the reason we have best friends and we have people that we connect with more than others is because we just have a whole lot more on-ramps with them. We got a whole lot more things in common, things that we really appreciate and love about them and that. And because of all those on-ramps, we find it really easy to kind of have a relationship and work with them and be in the flow together and be on the same page and enjoy our time together. But I'm telling you, never believe the lie that you're not going to be able to connect with someone because you just don't have anything in common. No, you find at least one thing. I promise you, out of the thousands of things that are in our lives, there is always one thing that you can connect on, agree upon. There's something together that you can say, yes, we're going to get together on this. In fact, in our culture today, that's one of the biggest problems, is that we're so combative with people that, you know, if you have a different belief than I, then you're my enemy and that. And so we take one thing, whether it's a political issue or one, you know, belief or whatever it is, and we exploit that in a negative way. And we think, oh, well, you're that kind of a person. And we just dismiss them. And we become kind of like they're the enemy. And that's never going to bring us together as a culture, as a team, as an organization, as a country, as a world, all of that. So what do we have to do? We've got to understand we might have a lot of things that we don't have in common. But what's the one thing that we do? And how can we come together on that one thing at least and begin to work together and find common ground together? Listen, great leaders, they focus on this. You want to see a great leader that is able to connect with people? I promise you, they're practicing this stuff. They're thinking about it. I know it sounds so simple. It sounds so kind of elementary, like, okay, John, slow down. Okay, look up. Spotlight others. Find the one thing, right? I probably didn't tell you anything that you didn't know. It's not like I gave you some truth that's never been spoken before in the history of the world on how to connect with someone. In fact, I would argue that that probably doesn't even exist anyway. But that's not the point. The point is, am I doing these things? I know they're simple, but simple, as I mentioned earlier, is not always easy. So am I doing these things, and am I being intentional about it? It's one thing to know, yeah, John, I should slow down. I know. No, you don't, because you're not doing it. No, John, I know I need to look up and value others. Okay, great. Then are you doing amazing at it? No. Maybe you are. Maybe you're listening to this and saying, John, you're confirming what I already know. Thank you. This is helpful. It's letting me know that this is what I do and this is what I need to keep doing. But I promise you, you've got areas of improvement on all four of these. One maybe a little bit more than the other. So which one is it? I want you to think about it. Which one do you struggle with the most? Is it that you need to slow down? You need to look up? You need to spotlight others? Or you need to find that one thing and give it all of your attention? What one of these do you struggle with the most and that you want to give the most attention to? You need to do all of them. But if you'll at least do one of them, you're going to be a lot further along. So think about one of these four things. What are you going to do to challenge yourself? Don't just listen to this podcast and say, John, that was good. I appreciate that. Moving on. I got to get to the office and I got things to do. No. What are you going to do to work on this, be intentional about it, and make it happen? Think about one of these things. Slow down, look up, spotlight others, and find the one thing. If you'll do all four, you are going to be sailing into connecting with others. If you at least do one of these, it's going to help you improve. So think about which one you want to get started with, which one you want to get focused on the most, and start doing it. Guys, I hope this was helpful. I always love adding value to you. Hopefully you're picking up some nuggets, some ideas, some truths in these, some inspiration to help you level up and get better. We'll see you next time here on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where we're going to help level you up so that you don't level out. Go check out johnbarrettleadership.com for my books, resources, YouTube videos, all kinds of other resources to help you get better as a leader.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.